接有一个直航从台北直接到加尔各答。
Then it would only be 4 hours or 5 hours.
那到时候只要4-5个小时就到了。
I think there are many connections between Taiwan, China, and India. The two ancient civilizations, and they have much in common.
中国和印度都是古老文明的国家，因此在文化上有相当类似的素质。
But there are also many differences.
但是呢，也有不同的地方。
So in the time that you are in India, you will both experience.
因此呢，在我们在印度的这段时间里面，我们会同时既感受到文化的相同的地方，也会感受到不同的地方。
So when you see the things that are the same, then you can say, oh, this is very much like me.
那如果我们看到有跟我们中国文化相同的地方呢，我们就可以说，哦，这个跟我们差不多。
And the things that are different.Then you have to try to understand why they are different.
当我们看到跟我们的文化、风俗习惯有不同的地方的时候呢，我们应该想办法弄明白为什么有这样的区别。
Some things in India are not from the original ancient culture of India, just like in Taiwan. There are so many modern things now that have nothing to do with Chinese culture.
那个在印度现在里面有一些个习惯呢、做法等等，已经跟古老的印度文明没有什么关系了。这就像现在我们在台北、台湾有一些事情都是非常现代化的，跟古中国文明已经没什么关系了。
Just like McDonald's.
就像那个麦当劳。
I don't think that that is Chinese culture.
我不相信这个麦当劳是中国的文化。
But it's there in Taiwan.
但是现在在台湾就有麦当劳。
So in the same way, there may be so many things that we will see here in India, which have been introduced over periods of time.
那所以呢，同样的，我们现在在这个印度这块土地上，我们也可以看到，随着时间的这个流失啊、推移啊，有一些个新的东西就被引进来了。
Those things we are not interested in learning.
那这些个东西，我们并不感兴趣去学它们。
We want to learn.What is spiritual culture?
我们想学的是灵性的文化。
Because that touches the soul.
因为这个灵性的文化才能够这个触碰灵魂。
Now, those of you who have come here have a very important responsibility.
那所有来到这儿的这个台湾的奉献者都身负重任。
It is said that knowledge is a very heavy burden.
那说过这个知识啊是很沉重的担子。
So because it is a heavy burden because unless you share it with others, it becomes heavier and heavier. But by giving it to others, you lighten your burden.
那之所以说这个知识是一个很沉重的负担呢，是因为如果我们不把知识给予人们，我们就会感到肩上的担子越来越重。但是如果我们把这个灵性的知识去跟其他人分享的话，我们就会觉得身上的担子轻了。
So I would expect that each of you who has come here must learn and then share what you learn with many others.
那我期望所有来的台湾的奉献者呢，到这儿应该好好的学这些灵性的知识，然后回去以后跟其他人去分享这个知识。
对、okay. ，put them in that way and speak this way, not as they.They're translating into from Bengali to English to Bengali.
那边呢是从英文翻译成那个孟加拉语。嗯。
But it's a little different. Now I'm hearing Chinese in one ear. Bengali is here and English going.
是的，就是对他来说这样就有点困难。这边是中国，这个耳朵听中国话，那个耳朵听孟加拉话，完了在这个方向说英文。
So, every day we will meet at 8 o'clock.
那我们每一天早上都会在8点的时候见面，在这儿见面。
And we will speak from a book called Nectar of Instruction.
那个 Gurdjieff 会给我们讲《教诲的甘露》这本书。
During the day, you will be going. During the day, you will be going to visit some holy places.
那在这个我们春节完了以后，整个这一天呢，我们还会到其他的地方去朝圣。
Then in the evening, you can come back here at 7 o'clock, and we will do some kirtan.
那晚上七点的时候，我们就会到这儿来一起呢做 kirtan 唱，集体唱啊。
I hope that I have a chance to meet you individually.
那当然，我很希望到时候我能够有机会跟我们每一个人聚，就是个体的见面，单独会面。
But if we run out of time.
但是如果时间不够的话。
Then I will surely come to Taiwan and give you as much time as you require.
那我许诺，我一定要去台湾，给你们尽可能多的时间跟大家在一起。
Because this time is very short for me here.
因为呢，我在这儿的时间是很短的。
And this is the time when we have the meetings for organizing our international movement.
啊，现在呢，他到这边来是来开那个整个的一个委员会的会议。这个委员会叫 GBC， 是专门负责管理全世界的这个国际卫生运
动。
因此呢，孤列的大多数的时间都会在那个会议上讨论各种问题。
Should we close these curtains? Let us start.
我们要不要关这个窗户吧？这样的话不要晒着大家。把窗帘。
OK。
可以了吗？
Better。
觉得好点了吗？
So we will begin by singing the song Jai Radha Madhava.
那我们呢？这个讲课从唱 Jai Radha Madhava 这首歌开始。
You know that song.
你们大家都知道这个歌吗？听到我们唱，一会儿就听
Thank you.
This book we are lecturing from is by Srila Rupa Goswami.
那这本书就是教诲的纲目，这本书呢是由圣朱帕狗斯巴米。
How many of you own this book?
大家都有这个书了吗？
Everyone. This is such a very important book.
这本书是那么重要的一本书。
This is a picture of Lord Chaitanya.
大家看这张照片，这是主柴坦雅的照片。
And Prabhu Nityananda.
旁边的是 Prabhu Nityananda.
The author of this book, Rupa Goswami, is a disciple of Lord Chaitanya.
那写这本书的这个 Rupa Goswami 呢，是主柴坦雅马哈布的门徒。
And he is so important.
他是那么的重要。
Rupa Goswami is so important.
Rupa Goswami 他是这么的重要。
He is so important that we are called Rupa Anugas.
那它是那么的重要，我们称它 Rupa Anuga.
Anuga means to follow.
Anuga 的意思是追随。
We are followers of Rupa.
我们是这个 Rupa Goswami 的追随者。
When you go to Vrindavan,
当你们去 Vrindavan 的时候，
right, which is Krishna's birthplace,
那个 Vrindavan 呢是 Krishna 显现的地方。
You will see the place where Rupa Goswami used to do his prayers.
那你们就可以到时候就可以看到 Rupa Goswami 经常在祈祷的地方。
And where the Samadhi tomb of Rupa Goswami is.
还可以看到 Rupa Goswami 的那个墓啊，墓碑等等。
And you can pray.
然后到了那儿以后，你们就要向Rupa Goswami祈祷。
To be able to understand the science of Krishna consciousness.
请他祝福我们，让我们能够有能力了解有关 Krishna 意识的科学。
So he has made that science very easy for us by putting it into 11 lessons.
那Rupa Goswami呢，他通过把这门科学放到十一个课里面，就把这门科学弄得很简单。
And if we just can understand and follow these 11 lessons, we will achieve perfection in Krishna consciousness.
如果我们能够完全的按照这个书里面的十一个课的讲的内容去做，我们就会达到最完美的境界。
So we will read the first teaching, but not, we will not read the first one, but we will only read the teaching.
Okay. 那我们呢，现在要读这个第一课的那个诗节，我们不读要诀，只是读诗节。
I will read the Sanskrit.
我要读这个梵文。
It would be nice if in the future you find out some people in Taiwan who can become so expert that they can learn Sanskrit.
如果我们大家今后在台湾能够找到有几个人能够非常好的学习梵文，精通梵文的话，就会非常好。
In Beijing, there are some Sanskrit professors.
那在北京呢，有一些个梵文专家。
So I think that we should find some young boy or girl.
所以呢，我想我们应该找一些个年轻的男孩和女孩。
You know, just like when they try to find the next Dalai Lama.
就像那个，他们试图找到那个达赖喇嘛的下一世似的。
We have to search and find out the proper person who we can see has a very good intelligence, and then we will send them to India to become a Sanskrit master.
那我们也应该在这个奉献者里面，尽量找到特别聪明的男孩或者是女孩，把他们送到印度来专门学梵文。
So everybody should look out for such a person.
所以已经给我们布置任务了，每一个人都要去找这样的人出来。
And you can become very famous as the person who found that person.
那到时候你们就会因为这个找到那个千里马就变成伯乐了，就会很著名。
History will remember you.
那个历史就会记载下你们的名字。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
The main word that is repeated here again and again is the word vagum.
那这个师姐里头一再重复的那个句子，那个词是冲动。
The word vagum means urge.
那这个 vagum 的意思就是冲动的意思。
Inside of our bodies and within our mind, there are many urges which are pushing us.
在我们的身体里面，在我们的心里面，有很多的欲望冲动在推动驱使着我。
Prabhupada tells a story.
巴布帕的讲了一个故事。
He said that he had a son. Prabhupada had five children.
巴布帕德呢有五个孩子，他说他有一个儿子。
So the one is one of his sons.
他其中的一个儿子。
Used to talk so much.
他其中的一个儿子特别的爱说话。
So he told his son that if you can stop talking for one minute, I will give you a rupee.
那个帕布帕德就跟他这个儿子说，如果你能够保持一分钟不讲话的话，我就给你一块 rupee.
And his son could never do it.
但是他的儿子做不到这一点。
So this tendency for talking is very difficult to control.
因此呢，说话的这种冲动啊，是很难控制的。
Every one of us likes to talk.
我们每一个人都喜欢说话。
In India, there are some yogis who take a vow not to speak for many years.
那印度呢，有一些个瑜伽师，他们做的苦行是发誓，许多年都不说一句话。
But I think we cannot do things like that.
但是我想我们做不到这一点。
Besides that, Prabhupada said that is not our system.
而且呢，帕帕的也说，这个不是我们的系统。
Because we have many things to speak about Krishna.
因为我们有那么多要讲 Krishna 的事情要讲。
Why should we be silent?
所以我们为什么要保持沉默呢？
Therefore, our system is not to stop talking, but to only speak about Krishna.
因此呢，我们所修的这门瑜伽，这个体系是不是保持沉默，而是只讲跟 Krishna 有关的话。
The tongue should always be used for vibrating Krishna's names and the glories of Krishna.
这个舌头，这个器官，我们应该一直不断、永远的。专门就是发有关 Krishna 的名字的声音，讲有关 Krishna 的话题，赞美
Krishna。The quality of how we speak about Krishna is also important.
但是呢，我们讲 Krishna， 我们讲的这个水平有多高，这个也很重要。
Suppose that you meet a just like each one of us, we have you are when you go to work, the people who know you at work speak about you.And your family members also speak about you, but the way in which they speak about you is very different.
那就像比方说我们去工作，我们工作的这些同事可能讲我们，那我们在家里头呢，我们的家人也讲我们，但是我们的同事讲我们和我们的家人讲我们是不一样的内容。
Because the people at work have official relationship with you, more formal.
那在这个工作单位里面的这个同事讲我们，他们跟我们的关系是比较非常正式的那种官方的那种关系。
Whereas the family has more of a loving relationship.
而家人跟我们的关系呢，是一种更爱的亲密的关系。
So how we speak about Krishna is also important, not just that we speak about Krishna.
那我们讲述有关 Krishna 不仅仅是讲述，还要。讲究怎么个讲法。
If you love Krishna, then the love will come through your words.
如果我们爱 Krishna 的话，那我们通过讲的话，那个爱就会通过我们讲的话就流淌出来。
How do we develop love for Krishna?
那我们怎么样才能够培养对 Krishna 的爱呢？
By chanting his holy names.
通过吟诵吟唱他的圣名。
Krishna has played Krishna's name, and Krishna are not different.
Krishna 的圣名和 Krishna 本人没有区别。
And the name Krishna means all attractive.
那个 Krishna 这个名字的意思就是具有一切的吸引力。
So as you chant Krishna's names, you will feel yourself becoming more and more attractive to Krishna.
那随着我们越来越多的吟诵吟唱 Krishna 的圣名的话，我们就会发现我们越来越被 Krishna 所吸引。
Eventually, the chanting.Should come so naturally that when you chant Krishna's names, you will feel a great deep feeling within the heart and tears in the eye.
那我们唱 Krishna 应该就是唱到什么程度呢？就是当我们在吟诵吟唱 Krishna 的圣名的时候，我们就觉得心里头有一种深深的感动，然后热泪不禁就流出来了，应该有这样的。
Lord Chaitanya used to chant Krishna's names, the tears used to fly out of his eyes as if they were shooting water.
当这个主柴坦尼亚马哈普他来到这个世界上吟诵吟唱 Krishna 的圣名的时候，曾经那个眼泪啊从他的眼睛里头不是流淌出来，是喷射出来。
When the Goswamis, Lord Chaitanya's disciples, used to read the Bhagavatam, the books about Krishna, eventually the printing, the writing became hard to read because there were so many tears falling on the writing of the book.
主宰丹尼麻哈布的门徒那个狗斯拉米们，当他们阅读这个圣典国家瓦坛，就是讲述有关 Krishna 的这本圣典的时候，就是因为他们流的泪流了那么多，那个书上面的字啊都已经阴掉了，都看不清楚了。
Unfortunately at the present moment our love for Krishna is lying within our heart but has not yet been revived.
那现在呢，很不幸的是，那我们现在这个年代的人，这个对 Krishna 的爱都是沉睡在我们的心中，还没有被唤起。
So the process of Krishna consciousness is to soften the heart.
那么有关培养 Krishna 意识的这个程序是让我们的心变得更柔软。
Not only does the tongue want to speak, but the tongue also wants to eat many things.
舌头不仅仅想说话，它还想吃东西，想吃很多东西。
We have to learn to control the tongue because of all the senses, the tongue is the most difficult to control.
我们必须学会控制舌头，因为在所有的感官里面，舌头是最难控制的。
So we learn to control the tongue by taking prasada.
我们怎么样学习控制我们的舌头呢？是通过吃 prasada。
I hope that you will find the food in India suitable to your liking.
我希望你们能够，就是我们台湾赴宴者能够在印度这块土地上找到能够适合我们吃的，我们吃起来比较好吃的。
It is quite different than Chinese style cooking.
那这个印度的这个食物呢，跟我们中国做的食物呢比较不一样。
But if you don't find it suitable, then we will make some arrangements.
如果大家觉得吃的不习惯的话，我们就会做一些调整啊，给大家。
But the point is that you should always eat prasada. When you go back to Taiwan, any food that you eat throughout the day must be first offered to Krishna.
但是我要说的重点是，我们应该始终吃 prasada 给神供奉过的食物。当我们回到台湾的时候，我们每一天吃的食物都应该先供奉给 Krishna， 然后再吃。
No matter how nicely something is cooked, if it is not Krishna prasada, not offered to Krishna, we don't let it go past our, we don't take it into our mouth.
不管我们做的那个食物有多么的好吃，或者别人做的食物有多好吃，只要是没有给 Krishna 供奉过的食物，我们不应该让它放到我们的嘴里。
Srila Prabhupada said that our movement is a kitchen, or our religion is a kitchen religion.
圣帕帕的说，我们的这个宗教是厨房的宗教。
That means that we can spread Krishna consciousness by cooking nice prasada, offering it to Krishna and distributing it to people.
这意味着什么呢？这意味着我们可以就是做很好吃的食物，然后呢供奉给 Krishna， 然后再给大家分发。
How many of you are good cooks?
你们在座的有几个是特别好的厨师啊？
没有。
Right,
right, right. 把那个手机
给他挪。I think you are too humble. You will not admit it.
他说：“我想你们可能太谦卑了，你们不会举手。”
But Janava has said that many of you are good cooks.
啊，那Janava说有很多是好的。
So you should use this cooking skill. Cook nicely and distribute prasadam and make many people attracted to nice.
所以你们应该利用你们这个做饭的这个能力，做很好吃的 prasadam， 然后呢给予外面的世人，让他们呢受到这个吸引，完了来到 Krishna 这儿。
I think that Prabhupada said this is our secret weapon.
那我想呢，Prabhupada曾经说过，给神供奉过的食物 Prasadam 是我们的秘密武器。
People think they're eating regular food, but actually the food has become surcharged with Krishna consciousness.
那个人们呢，他们以为他们好像就是每一顿饭都是在吃，但实际上他们所吃的东西实际上是阻止他们培养 Krishna consciousness.
When Lord Chaitanya tasted it,
他们因为他们在吃普通的食物。
Prasadam, OK. 那个，当我们把那个 Prasadam 给予人们的时候，人们以为他们吃的是普通的食物，但实际上他们是吃给神供奉过的食物。
When Lord Chaitanya tasted the food that had been offered to Krishna, he could experience that Krishna himself had eaten the food first, and he went into so much ecstasy.
那个当初且看亚麻阿巴布他在吃可沙朗的时候，他把这个食物放到舌头上，马上他就能够品尝到这个食物是亏是呢先吃过的，他能品尝出来，因此他就马上变得就狂喜了。
The food that we cook, some small portion is offered to Krishna, and that is called Bhagavad Prasadam. When we get that special prasad that was on Krishna's plate, it is called Bhagavad Prasadam.
那当我们那个吃 prasadam， 然后我们拿出一小盘一小盘那个供奉给 Krishna， 那个是叫 Bhagavad prasadam， 就那一小盘。
And when that Bhagavad prasadam is eaten by a devotee, and if you get the remnants of the food from that devotee's plate, it is called Maha Bhagavad prasadam。
那当我们把这个一小盘一小盘直接供奉给 Krishna 的那个 prasadam 呢，给那个奉献者吃。奉献者吃剩下的那个叫马哈巴格瓦帕沙的。
It is very powerful.
那这样的食物是特别的有净化。
There were devotees of Lord Chaitanya who used to hide in the bushes and wait to see the thrown out plate and get some scraping from the food left over by the Vaishnavas.
那个且丹尼亚马哈在的时候呢，有很多的奉献者。曾经啊，就是躲在那个人家扔吃完了的东西的那个地方，然后就看看有没有其他的奉献者扔了有吃剩下的prasadam，他们就去吃这种prasadam。
Because the spiritual power from that person is there in anything touching that person, so any food which he has eaten and left, the power from that person goes through the prasadam and then to the person who eats.
那因为呢，那个特别有灵性力量的人，不管他碰什么，那个东西就会有灵性力量了。所以，当我们去吃那个人吃剩下的食物的话，我们他的那个身上的灵性力量就会到我们身上。
So you should not leave any food on your plate.
所以你们不应该就是盘子里面要留食物。
Because then those who get your remnants will get your power.
因为呢，那些个从你们的盘子里到时候得到那个吃剩下的东西的那些人的话，就会得到你们的力量。
But you should try to get the remnants from other people.
你们不应该在盘子里剩食物，你们应该想方设法的去找那些个进步的奉献者，从他们的盘子里头拿食物吃。
Another difficult thing, very difficult to control, is the mind.
那另外一件非常难控制的东西就是我们的心念。
In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says it is more difficult to control the mind than the raging wind.
那在这个国家梵歌里呢，阿朱呢曾经说过，要控制我们的心念呢，比控制那个狂风还要难。
The mind is very, very hard to control.
那个心念是非常非常难控制。
Even though, we may behave in a certain way, our mind thinks in a different way.
尽管我们表面上好像以一种方式在行为，但是我们的心里可能是。
Sometimes it is hard to know what a person is thinking.
有的时候实在是很难了解那个人他到底在想。
But sooner or later, whatever they are thinking will come out of their actions.
但是不管一个人心里头怎么想，早早晚晚他会从行动当中都表现。
When you become a experienced teacher, you can understand another person's thoughts.
当你变成一个经验丰富的老师的时候，你一看那个人就知道他在想。
So actually, no one can hide one's thoughts from a perceptive, intelligent teacher.
因此，在一个特别的有智慧的、敏感的灵性导师面前，没有人可以隐藏他的思想。
Now, how to control the mind?
那我们怎么样来才能控制我们的心念呢？
Prabhupada's guru said that every morning You should beat your mind with shoes 100 times.
哈佛大学的灵性导师就说，每天早上你应该用鞋子打你的心念100次。
That means by 100 times chanting of the holy name.
这意味着是要吟诵吟唱主的圣名100次。
And every evening you should sweep your mind out 100 times with the holy name.
那每一天的晚上也应该用圣名来洗刷我们的这个，就是鞭打我们的心念。
If we chant very purely, then gradually all of the dirty things will come away from the mind.
如果我们能够特别的，就是纯洁的，吟诵吟唱圣名的话，那我们心中的所有的脏的念头就都会被洗刷掉。
Now our minds are like garbage cans.
现在我们的心里啊，就像一个垃圾站一样。
So much dirty things have been put there from this lifetime and the past, and it is all stored there.
在我们心里的这个垃圾站里面呢，有成千上万世积累下来的那些个肮脏的思想。
So we should want to get rid of this dirtiness. We should try to cleanse the mind.
我们应该就是渴望能够把这些脏东西都洗刷掉。我们应该试图做努力洗刷掉。
The best way is by chanting the holy names.
那最好的洗刷掉这些脏念头的方法就是吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna Mantra。
Another difficult thing to control is anger.
那另外一件那个难以控制的事情就是愤怒。
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna and Arjuna discuss about anger.
在国家梵歌里头呢 ，Krishna 和 Arjuna 就在讨论有关愤怒。
Arjuna asks Krishna, "Where did the anger come from?"
Arjuna 就问 Krishna 说，那个愤怒是从哪里来的呀
？And Krishna tells him it comes from the mode of passion.
那 Krishna 就跟尔朱呢说，是从激情属性来的。
There are three modes of material nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance.
有三种物质自然属性：善良属性、激情属性，还有愚昧属性。
So the mode of passion in everything we see in this world comes in three modes.
那我们在这个世界上所看到的万事万物，都是从这三个自然属性来的。
Music.
音乐
There's some music that is very good, some that is very passionate, and some that is very ignorant.
那有一些的音乐呢是特别善良型的，有一些呢就是激情型的，有一些就是愚昧型。
Food is of three types.
那食物也是有三种型。
Clothing styles are of three types.
我们穿的衣服也是三种属性。
Everything has this different variety. So if you associate with the mode of goodness, if you eat food in the mode of goodness, wear clothing in the mode of goodness, do everything in the mode of goodness, then there will be no place for anger.
那万事万物啊，我们所接触的事情都是跟这三个自然属性有关系。如果我们尽量努力的，就是吃啊善良型的食物，穿善良型的衣服。总是跟善良属性接触的话，我们就不容易愤怒。
Now, of course, there is sometimes a good use for anger.
那当然了，有的时候有很好的理由就愤怒了。
Supposing that you see somebody disrespecting a holy person or someone disrespecting a sacred temple, then you have the right to become angry against that person and stop them.
当我们看到有人不尊重圣人，有人不尊重这个神圣的庙宇的话，那我们就有理由愤怒。
That is a proper use of anger.
这个呢是对愤怒的正确运用。
But that doesn't mean that you should take this as an excuse to become angry and say I'm doing it for Krishna.
但是呢，我们不应该就把这个作为一个理由了，完了经常的生气，然后就跟人家说我这是为 Krishna 来的。
If you become angry with a devotee.
如果你跟奉献者愤怒的话
，It should be with love.
应该是充满爱的愤怒。
Just like a mother sometimes becomes angry with a child.
就像母亲有的时候跟孩子愤怒一样，生气。
But the mother loves the child.
但是呢，那个母亲她是爱的。
In trying to improve the child.
她是想要纠正，让孩子改善自己。
So the anger from the mother is not really anger; it's love.
因此呢，母亲对孩子的那种生气、那种愤怒，不是真正的愤怒，而是爱。
Going back to the point about the mind.
那现在呢，我们再拉回来这个话题，再谈这个心念。
Some teachings say that we should make the mind empty.
那有的这些教导就说，我们应该让我们的心放空。
But that is not the Krishna conscious way.
但是这个不是培养 Krishna 意识的方法。
If you say to make the mind empty, first of all, it is not possible.
你要如果说让心放空的话，首先实际上它是不可能的。
But a philosophy that says that the mind should be empty means that ultimately they think that there is nothing, there is only nothingness, there is not something that exists.
那从这个哲学的角度讲，把心放空，实际上就是意味着那个没有任何的存在。
Some types of Buddhism teach by this.
那有一些个佛教的教导就是这么教导的。
Not all the type, but there are some forms of Buddhism that teach to empty the mind.
不是所有的佛教教导都是这样，但是有一些个佛教的派别就是这么教导的，应该呢就是把心放空。
So we agree to empty the mind.
那我们也同意要把心放空。
Fill it up again.
但是呢，我们要重新的把心再填满。
With Krishna.
是用 Krishna 来填满我们的心。
And Krishna means anything in connection to Krishna.
那用 Krishna 填满我们的心的意思就是说，任何跟 Krishna 有关的事情，我们可以想。
So not only do we think about Krishna, we also think about Krishna's associates.
所以呢，我们不仅仅想的是 Krishna， 我们也想跟 Krishna 有交往连
连。
比方说 Radharani。
Krishna's place where he resides, Vrindavan。
那那个 Krishna 他在 Vrindavan 显现的时候，跟他一起玩的。
Krishna's devotees。
那 Krishna 的奉献者。
Devotional service。
啊，有关那个奉爱。
All of these things are good engagement for the mind. We don't want to empty the mind of these things.
所有这些事情呢，都是让我们的心很好。
This is not a philosophy where we tell you you have to do nothing at all, empty the mind, just sit and be still. That is not our teaching.
我们没有教导大家要坐在那个地方，完了以后把心放空，什么都不想，什么都不做。这个不是我们的教导。
We are teaching to learn to love a person, Krishna.
我们的教导是怎么样学会爱 Krishna 这个人。
But that person is not a material person.
但是 Krishna 这个人他不是物质的人物。
And to love him is not a material emotion.
爱他呢也不是物质的感情。
And to serve Krishna is not a material activity called karma.
为 Krishna 做服务呢也不是物质的活动，就是梵文叫做 karma.
Bhakti is not karma yoga.
那个奉爱啊不是业报瑜伽。
So we have to remain very active always in Krishna's service.
因此呢，我们应该总是积极的为 Krishna 做服务。
Another thing to control is the belly. We should not eat too much.
另外一件我们需要控制的事情是我们的肚子。
Prabhupada,
我们不应该吃的太多。
Prabhupada recommends that you fill up your body halfway.
那个帕普帕的说，你应该让你的这个胃呀、啊、吃一半饱就行了。
And then the other fourth you take air.
然后那个四分之一呢是空气。
And then the other fourth you chant.
另外的。
I didn't know that order. No, eat until you're half full. Then.
One fourth air.
One fourth, huh?
One fourth air, one fourth water.
Anyway, I don't like to drink water every day. That's why I said chant.Okay, one fourth eat. Anyway, the main point is eat only half full.
那个重点就是说，我们应该吃一半饱就好了。另外的四分之一是空气，四分之一是水。
Don't overeat.
不要吃太多。
And don't eat late at night.
不要在那个很晚的时候还吃饭。
Then you cannot wake up early in the morning.
这样的话，早上清晨我们就起不来了。
And if you eat late at night, you will become fat.
如果我们到很晚的时候还吃的话，我们就会变胖。
So, try to control. When you can control tongue, you can control the stomach eating.
如果我们能够控制我们的舌头的话，控制吃，我们就可以控制我们的
这个胃。Then the next thing you can control is the genitals.
那下面要说的要控制的事情，就是要控制我们的生殖器。
So.Of course, in China, there is a very long tradition of monks.
那在中国呢，那个和尚的这种习惯制度啊，已经是很长很久了。
So if you can remain a monk, not get married, very good.
所以呢，如果大家能够一直保持过这个和尚的生活，不结婚，那很好。
Then you can give your full energy for Krishna consciousness.
这样的话，你就可以把你的整个的能量都用来为 Krishna 做服务。
But if you cannot remain single, celibate, then you should get married and have children who become devotees of Krishna.
但是呢，如果我们不能够控制自己的性欲的话，那我们就应该结婚，然后生具有 Krishna 意识的孩子。
If you start to train to control sex life from the time you are a child, it is very easy later on.
从那个孩子的时期学习怎么样控制性欲，那个是很容易的。
The problem is that there's no such training anymore.
问题是现在社会上没有，再也没有这样的训练。
The movies, the advertisements, everything is agitating for sex life.
现在的那个电影啊，广告啊，所有的一切都是让人们变得越来越在性方面变得冲动。
Just like if they want to sell an automobile, they have a beautiful lady next to the automobile.
哦，就是说啊，现在你比方说他们那个卖车的广告，老是旁边有个美女站在车边上。
What does a lady have to do with the car?
你说那个美女跟那个车有什么关系呢？
But people think they connect the two in the mind, and they think that if I get the car, I'll also get the woman.
那人们呢，主要他是联想，他就想，如果我要能够得到这辆车的话，我就能够得到那个漂亮的美女。
So we have become victims.Of all of this type of advertising and culture from the time we were children, it's very hard now for us to refrain from sex life.
那我们呢是从很小的时候，儿童时期开始，就已经成为了那些个各种各样广告的牺牲品了。因此，让我们现在从现在这个年纪再开始，就是学习怎么样控制性欲，就是很难的一件事情。
But then, at least we should try to regulate sex life.
但是呢，我们至少应该学习怎么样节制我们的性欲。
Within marriage.
应该只是在婚姻的生活里。
And only for the purpose of having children.
而且应该只是为了生孩子才做。
Then will be the reason for this is that.To become too much attached to sex life means we may have to take birth again.
之所以要求大家这样做，是因为如果我们变得特别依恋性生活的话，我们下一生肯定就要还要。
So if husband and wife are both engaged in Krishna's service, then it is easy enough for them to control sex life.
那么，如果丈夫和妻子两个都是奉献者，为 Krishna 做服务的话，那控制性欲，控制性生活就比较容易。
So there is a direct connection between the tongue, the belly, and the genitals.
那这个舌头和生殖器它有一个直接的联系。
If you can control your tongue and your belly, then it's easy to control the genitals.
舌头、胃还有生殖器在一条线上，如果我们能够控制舌头、胃，就很容易控制这个生殖器。
So Rupa Goswami says to try and control these six urges.
那所以呢 ，Rupa Goswami 在这一节诗里就告诉我们，要控制，努力控制这六种冲动。
Then it would be possible to become a man.
这样的话才有可能成为有资格的。
Now we have time for some questions, and I think first we will let some of our more advanced devotees ask some questions and bring out other points. So, Vrindavan Ashura, you can ask a question.
那现在呢，是我们问问题的时候，首先让一些个年长的奉献者问一些个问题，这样就行。
These lessons have to be basic, at least this one.But I think there are other things that can come out by proper questions and discussions.
那他让一个法布问题。
Anybody can ask questions.
就大家可以问问题，但是应该问一些基本的问题啊，问一些个正确的问题。
That can go further.
这样的话呢，就可以提供很好的话题。
There's a problem that
ever since I saw the
Guru Chiron. Radha Charan. There's so many Charans. Question. Wonder. Question.
It said that when Anand Krishna's prasad, there is not living and living with flesh. So others, that's what I'm thinking.Like sometimes someone is advised that it also not to take a particular ingredient in this of the prasad. Then in that situation, what you should do?
Thank you.
like when we are cooking prasad, we are putting different ingredients. So someone is advised not to take a particular ingredient by the doctor. Someone is sick.
Medical reasons.
Medical reasons. So what is to do?
Should they honor the prasad?
So to eat there?
Oh, you understand the question? You understand? Translate.
我们只是选择有一些食物不能吃，但是做菩萨的人把这些我们不该吃的食物放在菩萨那里，那我们怎么办？该不该吃这种菩萨的？听懂了吗？Yeah.
We have to remain healthy.
我们必须要保持健康。
So if the doctor instructs us that certain type of food is not good.
如果医生告诉我们说有一些某些食物对我们的身体健康不好。
Used in the cooking.
而那个食物呢，就是已经是煮好了。
Either take just a little bit.
要么呢，就吃一点点。
Or honor it with your mind.
或者呢，就不吃的话，就在你的心中那个荣耀它。
But you should follow what your doctor advises for your health.
但是你应该遵循那个医嘱。
But what if the doctor tells you that you are very weak because you are vegetarian? Eat some meat.
但是当医生跟你说你呢因为吃素所以变得很虚弱，因此吃点肉吧。
You should change doctors.
那你就要换医生了。
Yes, we were mentioning about how much to eat. And I was thinking that I remember they used to say that when you're new, when you first come to Krishna consciousness, then better to take a lot of prasad. And then, so maybe you can comment on that.
好，那个Nashua Pabu就说，刚才Gurudev讲，就说我们应该控制自己的舌头，不要吃的过多。但是呢，那个Nashua Pabu他记得啪啪的曾经讲，当我们是新的奉献者，刚刚加入这个运动的时候，应该尽可能的多吃净化的，然后逐渐的再控制一下食量。
I don't think that this instruction is suitable for Chinese people or Indian people.
他说这个这一方面的教导跟对这个印度人和中国人来说呢，好像不是太。It's
meant for Europeans and Americans.
这个是主要对欧洲人和美国人的训斥。Because
people in Asia have more sense control.
因为呢，亚洲人他比欧洲人、美国人更能控制自己。But
they don't have to. But that means actually they're more advanced by their birth, by culture.
那这个就意味着他们的出生还有他们的文化，那比那个欧洲人、美国人要稍微的进步一些。
The Europeans, the Americans, they require some special. They're less able to control their senses.
那个欧洲人和美国人呐，他们就是控制自己的感官的能力比亚洲人要弱一些。
So Prabhupada told them. In the beginning, you eat more, but make sure it's prasadam, so that they would not be tempted to eat anything else but prasadam.
所以帕布哈德刚到美国和欧洲传教的时候，就跟他的这些个美国、欧洲的门徒说：“你们尽可能多吃prasadam，这样的话就让他们不要就到外面乱吃去。”
I think Filipinos are Indian.
他说菲律宾人是在两者中间，印度人和中国人中间。Because
they have many different blood in them.
亚洲人和西方人之间。Another question。有另外一个问题。刚请年轻导师讲，您导师说，我们台湾来的人，以后都可以找什么？年轻的小孩子，第一个要年轻小孩子来学，当然。 对不对？然后对印度来说吧，嗯，啊，嗯，东西的现在条件，学历方面，但是背景方面，观察本身有没有具体什么条件？嗯，是他自己，他自己有想说，是他们如果可以说，我把这台湾传给他们，让他们多，像，嗯，像是，其他地方。
They should be very intelligent.
他们应该特别的聪明。
That means very alert.
这个就是说非常的好学，记性好。
They should have their facial appearance should be very attractive.
那他们的那个外观应该是特别有吸引力。
And they should be by nature peaceful.
而且呢，应该是他们的本性就是很平静。
Outside peaceful, inside very active.
那外在我们应该就是很平静，但是内在应该是很活跃。学历吧，学历。
When there's young children, that is not the issue.
对于年轻的学生来说，那个不重要。
We're not talking about. I'm talking about someone who is 6 years old.7 years old, 8 years old.
他说他在谈的是六岁、七岁、八岁的孩子，所以就谈不上学历。
Very young.
是特别年轻的，
要教学历。
送他们不需要。
We will pay them.
我们会为他们。
Another question is that if you said, you mentioned that we should be angry with someone who blasphemes devotees, what if they are parents and family members? How should we deal with them?
那这位法布就问，刚才那个夫人就讲，当有人对圣人、对奉献者等等不尊敬的时候，我们应该愤怒。那个他们就问，如果是自己的父母亲戚对我们奉献者愤怒怎么办呢？
Jethro, how are you feeling? Are you getting better? Like that? Just take it easy then. Don't do anything until you get better. Just rest. And don't eat. This is a very good question. I think everybody is dealing with family members who are not favorable.
那他说我们每一个人呢都有可能跟这个不是很对 Krishna 意识很和善的人很喜欢的那些个家人有交往。
And they may say things which are against your beliefs.
那我们的家人因为他不喜欢 Krishna 意识，可能就会说一些个反对我们培养 Krishna 意识的话。
Don't become angry with your family members.
千万不要跟我们的家人生气。
Tolerate whatever they say.
无论他们说什么，我们都应该容忍。
If you don't react, then gradually they will stop disturbing you.
如果我们他们对我们就是打扰我们，我们不去反应的话，他们逐渐的就会容忍我们了。
Don't spoil relationships with family members.
千万不要跟我们的家人把关系搞坏。
Keep very peaceful, nice feelings.
应该是很平和的、很好的一种关系，保持。
And just think in your mind that they don't understand.
只是我们在心里就想，他们不了解这个知识。
But don't speak in any harsh way to any family.
但是千万不要跟我们的家人说一些个就是刻薄的呀，那种伤害人的话。
Teach them by your good behavior, and that will make them more appreciate Krishna.
你应该用你的很好的行为、实际行动去教导他们，这样的话，他们逐渐对 Krishna 意识就会欣赏。
Another question.
这什么意思？
我叫他们就是这个 answer。
你问是什么意思？I'll answer this tomorrow.
他说我明天回答这个问题。
Because you have uttered Om Tat Sat, that is the proper ending.
他说不可能，因为你加入这个内容，这是一个很正确的一个内容加入。
So now we will end.
对。
So now we will end.
那现在呢，就是那个正好是该用这个就可以结束这些了。我们用那个 home touch 的结束我们这节课。
And it's because it's time for your breakfast.
因为这个是我们吃早饭的时候。
And then you're going to go out and see some places. Maybe not today. But when you're ready, then these devotees will help you. Just talk with Arvind, and he'll arrange two, at least two or three people to come with you. Wherever you want to go. Nothing. So, we will meet this evening at 7 o'clock.Oh yeah, 1 o'clock we are going bathing.
那么一点钟的时候我们要到恒河去沐浴。
But in India, the ladies and men bathe in separate places.
在印度呢，男人和女人是分开的进到沐浴。
But if the men want, at 1 o'clock I go for my bath in the Ganges.
那林静导师每天的一点钟，他就会到恒河去沐浴。
Men, yeah, you are not men.Ladies go
first. 他说我也不是男人，所以我不能跟着他。我们女人会跟着男的，可以跟着他去。我们在另外一个。
But be careful, the sun is very hot here in India.
他说要特别小心那个印度的这个太阳，一点钟的时候是非常那个强烈，所以应该有那个戴上那个帽子的那些。
And only drink the water from bottles.
那一定。
Filtered water.
我们有那个净化水器啊什么的，我们喝水的话只从那里面喝，不要说别人。
Some of you may get some sickness while you're here.
那我们在座的有些人呢，可能在这儿的期间就会生一些病。
You must know that ahead of time. It's possible that it will happen.
那我们应该知道这个是这种情况是有可能发生的。
And it's unfortunate.
这个就可能性了，就是。
Try your best not to.
But
if you get sick, then tell Jonathan you'll have to take care.
那如果就是大家尽可能的，就是注意各方面的细节，这样不要生病。但如果生病的话，就告诉我，然后。
Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.